Now, today's passage is Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you, Gentiles. Apostle Paul believes in Jesus Christ, and telling the gospel of Jesus Christ to other people, and because of that, he became a prisoner. And this is what he said, you know, I, Paul, became the prisoner of Christ Jesus for the sake of you. And there is a short phrase I heard in a lecture on a Christian counseling. There was this phrase, I change for your sake. So I became prisoner for your sake, and it sounds very similar to the phrase I heard, for you I will change. The Christian counseling, a lecture on Christian counseling that I listened to, said, you know, I will change for you, and or I will fix myself for you. And that meant a lot to me. And I thought that was an important message. You know, oftentimes we think, you know, you change for my sake. You know, you fix yourself for my sake. So we always tell other people, you know, oftentimes, to change them to for my sake. You know, so we are very self-centered. You know, if you change, the things will go better. Because we tend to believe we are the right ones and other people are wrong, so we try to correct others instead of correct ourselves. You know, for example, when I'm driving, and sometimes, you know, we drive, a little bit dangerously, but you blame, you know, bad driving behavior on others, you know, instead of try to correct the way we drive. So oftentimes when we think about our friends, colleagues, and other people that we see, we always say to ourselves, you know, you need to change so that for my sake. So instead of thinking, you know, I change or I fix myself, we try to think that other people needs to change, right? And today, and people, you know, wants to brag about themselves, you know. But Apostle Paul was very different. He was free from that kind of bragging or self-centeredness. That's what we see in Paul, Apostle Paul. For if you look at like Colossians chapter 3, verse 3, you can see you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. If you look at Galatians chapter 2, verses 19 through 20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. If you look at Romans chapter 6, verses 11 through 12, in the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let your sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. So Paul thought, you know, he felt free, and he had joy that he lived with Christ, but he himself, his self-centeredness was dead. So when we realize and acknowledge that we are sinners and we confess our sins to God, you become free. And that's what Paul realized. That's why Paul said, I am a prisoner for your sake. You know, in a sense, he's saying, I change for you. And Paul was led by the Holy Spirit to do this. And God is teaching us through this passage today. So when can we die as a self-centered person but live for Jesus Christ? So we can do that when we meet Jesus, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. When we look at ourselves and look at our sinfulness, and so we will become free because we die in our self-centeredness but live for God in freedom. If you look at Romans chapter 1, verse 14, says, I'm obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish. Because of the blessing he received, he believed Paul felt obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, and to the wise and the foolish. Some people say, you know, who we meet is very, very important and influences our lives, and that is true, you know. And you may say sometimes, you know, because I met you, my life has changed. You were a blessing to my life or to me. But but if you look at that from another perspective, what about other people who meet us? Are we a blessing to those people? You know, when other people meet us, do we change those people's lives for the better? So we need to have this value, you know. I'll change for you, for your sake, you know, so that we will be blessings to other people. So how can we live a life that becomes a blessing to other people? Again, it depends on whom we meet. And the most important conclusion is that, have we met Jesus Christ? And that relationship with Jesus Christ becomes the most important component in whether we can be a blessing to other people. And Jesus Christ is the one who basically represented this idea, I change for you. For your sake, I will change. I fix myself. And that was, you know, expressed by the Jesus Christ crucifixion on the cross. When I first read the Bible, from the Genesis to the end of the Bible, the one thing I remembered is that the people, you know, sinful people who do not change, and in the Bible, God repeatedly basically saying to people, you know, you can change, you can become a blessing. You know, believe in my words and follow me. And so the God kept saying that to people. But human beings cannot completely meet the expectation of God. So people make people fail. And that's what the Bible teaches us, the nature of human beings. If you look at Isaiah chapter 48, verses 4 and 8, you can see the following. Verse 4, "For I knew how stubborn you were, your neck muscles were iron, your forehead was bronze." Verse 8, "You have neither heard nor understood. From of old your ears have not been open. Well do I know how treacherous you are. You were a called rebel from birth." Even if God tries to talk to us, even if he tries to communicate with us, we human beings are very stubborn. And we often betray God. And that's us, human beings. We human beings are very stubborn as sinners. So what are we going to do? So are we going to are we going to be just like that? Continue to be like that? You know, we call God, God the Father. And the reason is that because even if we are sinners, even if we make mistakes, because God, as the Father, takes, you know, try to look after us just like a father. That's why we have Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was born because he is our Father and he wanted to look after us. So the God gave us Jesus Christ. You know, it's very difficult to discipline children. But when parents and children have conflict and misunderstandings, sometimes it's very difficult to resolve that. But sometimes when parents show love to their children, then children often change on their own. And sometimes children don't realize how much they're loved by their parents. But and children sometimes realize after their parents' death how much their parents loved them. So one of the important things the Bible teaches us that God is our Father. So even if we don't understand who God is, how immature we are, how sinful we are, but God is acting toward us as a father. So Jesus Christ came to us because God is merciful. God forgives our sins. God forgives us. You know, God is a perfect being, and God does not have to change. God does not have to fix itself, but God gave us Jesus Christ. In a sense, God was saying, I will change for you. And that's how God practiced his love. If we look at Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 8, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, and he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. So the crucifixion of Jesus Christ is the ultimate representation of the idea of I change for you. And that's why Paul said, you know, I became a prisoner for your sake in today's passage. There's nothing more, nothing that is a blessing that is greater than coming to know Jesus Christ. Paul was happy, even if he was a prisoner, because he was working for God and working for Jesus Christ. So Paul came to realize, came to believe, even his suffering was his glory. That's how Paul came to think. So, the type of relationship we have with Jesus Christ basically determines what kind of relationship we have with other people, whether we can change for others. You know, we do change when we come to know Jesus. You know, one change that happens is that we come to realize that we are important because God believes we are important. God believes we are worthy. God loves us, so we come to realize that. So we feel comfort and peace in that realization. But sometimes some of us become overconfident in ourselves. And then we criticize other people. So we become self-righteous, believing that because we believe in God, what we're doing is right. And that's a sin. But Jesus Christ did not tell us simply to change ourselves. But Jesus Christ became humble. He's the one who changed. And why was he able to do that? Because he was acted very obediently to God. We as human beings try to make ourselves look larger than we really are, because we try to hide our sense of inferiority or failures. And sometimes, instead of confessing their own sins and repenting ourselves, we sometimes criticize other people because we notice other people's sins. But Jesus Christ was not like that. He basically said, "I will die for you." He was crucified. That's how Jesus Christ was. So what kind of relationship do we have with Jesus Christ? So that relationship determines what kind of relationship we have with other people. You know, Apostle Paul said, "I became a prisoner for you." Basically, he's saying, "I changed myself for you." And that led to his blessing, his joy, his freedom. Let's look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 21. Everyone looks out for their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. Everyone looks out for their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. Let's look out the interest of Jesus Christ. If you're just looking for your own interest, there is no freedom. There is no freedom. There is no real salvation. There is no love. Jesus Christ said, "I will die for you. I'll change for you." If you look at the book of John, sometimes his disciples did not really understand Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ really, there were some disciples that deserted Jesus Christ because Jesus Christ was not talking about, you know, worldly benefits by believing in Jesus. We need to realize we should not be self-centered. We need to look at our own sins. And we need to realize when we feel anger, you know, the anger is misdirected oftentimes. We need to have a sense of gratitude instead. We need to find freedom to say, I will change for you. We need to become blessings to other people. Let us pray. Let me pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, Paul changed because of Jesus Christ, and he said, I have become a prisoner for you. So he was not self-centered. And he actually had found joy in the fact that he became prisoner for Jesus Christ and for other people. And Jesus Christ said, you know, I will die for you, for your sins. So that's what we learned today. So we need to find freedom and joy in saying, you know, being humble. Are we seeking, are we looking for the interest of Jesus Christ? Are we just always looking for our own interests? Please help us to seek Jesus, his interests. So please help us to seek the interest of Jesus Christ. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.